Our College Defenders get set to take on Northwestern. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Coach, your team bounced back from a loss last Wednesday night with a win over Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln, and all in all, a solid outing by your team, especially for 30 to 35 minutes on Saturday.
Mike, we responded real well after the loss last Wednesday night. Last Thursday and Friday, we had some very good, intense, focused practices. The guys came back very determined, and that showed on Saturday. We started the game playing very well in the defensive end, and that carried into the second half. You mentioned probably 3, 4, 5 minutes there where the stretch we weren't real good, but overall it was a very good game for us.
Playing a Northwestern team this evening that has been struggling as of late. They went on the road and got beat pretty soundly by Concordia, but at halftime we're up by one. This Northwestern team, what do you prepare for this evening?
Well, they're a team, Mike, that that has a lot of really good offensive players. They really do a nice job of trying to isolate the hot hand, and they really force you to play defense by just driving the ball into defenders' bodies and trying to get to the foul line. So that's going to be a real challenge for us. I think when you take a look at Northwestern, they're going to be playing on their home floor. I think you throw the records out. I think they look at this as being a very important game, as do we, of course. But I just think a lot of those things really get tossed aside in a game like this.
What do they do defensively?
They're going to certainly mix it up. They'll probably start man, and I would expect them to go to a zone, at some point in time. 2-2-1 press, 1-2-1-1 full court press with some trapping, and then fall back into an extended 2-3 zone.
Against Nebraska Wesleyan, you were able to rebound, and or you were able to do some running, and with that, you had to limit Nebraska Wesleyan to one shot. Northwestern, always a team that has hit the offensive glass pretty hard in past seasons. Are they doing more of the same this year?
Yeah, that's always been a staple of Northwestern, and we hope to make it a staple for us as well. But that is certainly going to be a key. We feel like we need to win the war on the boards. I think that's going to be really critical, especially when you go on the road. And we also think we have to own the foul line, something that when we are playing well, that happens. When we struggle a bit from time to time, we don't get there enough. So trying to make those two things a priority tonight.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a closer look then at this matchup. Northwestern comes into today's contest 14-14 for the year, 7-11 in the GPAC. They've lost three games in a row to Doan, Dakota Wesleyan, and Concordia. Last two on the road. Raiders are 6-6 in 2014, 8-4 at the Boltman Center. Zach Leeper has led the Raiders in scoring in 19 of their 28 points and is averaging 18.8 points per game with a shooting percentage of 47.6. He takes down 5.4 rebounds per game, and he has converted a team-high 48 three-point baskets. Jordan Baker adds 11.8 points per game with a team-high 6.5 rebounds per contest. Baker is making 56.1% of his field goals. No other Red Raider is averaging double figures, with Joey Haptamarian scoring 9.9 points per game. Levi Edelman is at 6.7 points per game. Northwestern is scoring 74.9 points per game and allows 76.7 points per outing. Raiders are converting 44.3% of their field goals and allow 43.7% success. The Defender men are 25-3 this season, 16-2 in the GPAC. Defenders have winning streaks of 13-8 games already this season. Our College is scoring 90 points per game and allows 76.9 points per contest. The Defenders out-rebound teams 41.8 to 31.4 and converting 49.1% of the field goals that they attempt. Kyle Lindbergh's scoring average is 16.1 points per game, leads the league in rebounding with 10.5. He makes 51% of his field goals and is second on the team with 80 assists, and he leads the conference in blocks with 40 and steals with 33. Dalton Franken scores 15.5 points per game, and I should say he leads the team in blocks with 40 and steals with 33. Dalton Franken scores 15.5 points per game, takes down 4.4 rebounds. Austin Conchi is good for 15.1 points per game, and he also takes in 4.4 rebounds per contest. Austin Conchi leads the team in three-point shooting, where he's 71 of 156. Nathan Rendles is making 51.2% of his field goals. Tyler Walterstorff completes the double-digit scoring with a 10.9 average to go with 4.1 rebounds. David Denherter tops the reserves with a 6.7 points per game average to go with 4.6 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Brian Sumner are scoring 5.5 and 4.3 points per game, respectively. Northwestern lost to Concordia on Saturday 95-75 after leading 44-43 at halftime. Concordia converted 63% of its field goals in the second half, while limiting Northwestern to 35%. The Defender men led almost start to finish in dropping Nebraska Wesleyan 82-71 after leading 40-21 at halftime. In their contest, Austin Conchi scored 23 and was 4-5 on three-point attempts. Kyle Lindberg scored 19 and had 17 rebounds. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for Northwestern, they will start number 14, Joey Habtemariam, a 5'8 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 9.9 points per game. Tyler Goldston is a 6'3 junior from La Punta, California, averaging 6.1 points per game. Jordan Baker is a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 11.8 points per outing. Levi Edelman wears number 33. He's a 6'4 junior from Logan, Iowa, averaging 6.7 points per game. And Zach Leeper is a 6'4 senior from Adair, Iowa, averaging 18.8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 15. Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Cachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 15.1 points per contest. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.1 points per game. Dalton Frankens, a 6'5 freshman from Atlantica, Iowa, averaging 15.5 points per game. And number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 10.9 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with the opening tip of today's contest right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Opening tap on the way, controlled by the Dort College Defenders. Coming up with it is Nathan Rindles. Rindles comes over to Tyler Walterstorff, left side pass to Dalton Franken. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff drives in, right-handed layup is good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. Northwestern coming back the other way, Zach Leeper. Leeper on the wing. He passes out front, Habtemariam. Habtemariam gives it up to Goldston. Goldston to Baker. Baker working his way in against Lindberg. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Jordan Baker ties it up at 2-2. Baker did not play in the first meeting of these two teams. Lindberg into the lane. Nothing there. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up. Down low, Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the block. Lindberg out front. Tyler. Tyler, three. Good. Three-point basket for Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College leads 5-2. Left side pass, Edelman. Edelman drives in. He throws it off of the glass. Good. Levi Edelman with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 5-4. Rindles with it. Out front, Lindberg. Lindberg gives it up to Franken. Franken right side, Rindles. Rindles puts it on the deck against Leeper. Layup is good by Rindles. Rindles with a two-point bucket. Back the other way we come. Habtemariam to Leeper. Leeper right side. Goldston. Goldston steps in, nothing there, back over to Leaper. Leaper on the right wing. Leaper, spin move, nothing there, back out front, Haptamarium. Gives it up to Edelman. Edelman driving with the right hand, and he is going to be called for a charge. Levi Edelman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one. Cleared a little bit of a path with the left forearm for himself, and a little too aggressive with it. Gets called for the personal foul. York College coming back the other way with the basketball. Bringing it up is Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles setting the offense. He goes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Rindles. Rindles sets, fires three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Baker. Here's Haptamarium. Haptamarium with it into the front court. Haptamarium, nothing there. Back over to Baker. Steal by Lindbergh. Stolen back by Haptamarium. Haptamarium has it in the middle of the lane. Tipped and taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Here comes Nathan. Nathan Rindles crosses over. Back outside. Tyler Walterstorff, three. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads 10-4. Out front is Haptamarium. Haptamarium goes right side over to Leaper. Leaper looking backdoor for Haptamarium. Can't get the angle for the pass. Comes back left side, Goldston. Goldston to Leaper. Leaper with it. His pass deflected. It's underneath Leaper. Leaper's shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Here comes Dort College. 17:30 remaining. Lindbergh driving in, and we've got a charging foul called on Kyle Lindbergh. Well, both big players have drawn charging fouls. Lindbergh whistled for that charge. Earlier, Edelman whistled for a charge. Jerry Montalbanos checks into the contest for Northwestern. So Northwestern will go with a little more size. And they are still wiping some moisture up off of the floor underneath the Dort College basket. Dort College leading 10-4. Zach Leaper to throw it in. He gets the ball from Doug Vitava. Bringing the basketball up will be Joey Haptamarium. Haptamarium. Out front it goes. Montalbanos. Montalbanos to Leaper. Leaper with the basketball on the right wing. Leaper to Montalbanos. Montalbanos passes left side. Round the horn they go. Shot on the way by Leaper. Short, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Montalbanos. Back to Leaper. Leaper with the basketball. Leaper driving in. Lost it. Still loose. Picks it back up now, and he's going to be called for traveling. Couldn't maintain possession of it. He loses it. Player in the contest right for now for Northwestern that I hadn't anticipated seeing, that is Taylor Francis. Northwestern, several different combinations in the games that I've seen them play this year. Tyler Walterstorff out front. It goes right side Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Spin move into the lane. Puts it up. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Kicks it up. Franken. Franken. Walt. Walt. Three. Short no good. Rebound controlled by Zach Leaper. Outlets over to Haptamarium. Haptamarium with the basketball. Haptamarium. 15-footer is up and good. Joey Haptamarium with a two-point basket from the free throw stripe. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-6. Driving the other way is Tyler Walterstorff with a left hand. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with 10. Dort College leads 12-6. The two teams swapping buckets. Pass out front. Montalbanos. Montalbanos with it on the right wing. Backdoor cut. Leaper. Leaper dunk. Zach Leaper with a two-point basket. It's 12-8. 12-8 our score. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Rindles. Rindles goes left wing over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Franken. Franken working against Francis. Franken's shot no good there for the rebound, and the putback is Rindles, no good. And the rebound controlled, and we've got a foul called on Montalbanos. Montalbanos called for an elbow as he came up high with that elbow. Their best right now. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-8, and they've got the basketball. Ball's in Tyler Walterstorff. Passes out of bounds. 15:38 left to play. First half, 12-8 our score. Fresh 30 for Dort College. Jumper on the way by Tyler Walterstorff, and Walterstorff a house on fire right now. 14-8, he's got 12. Dump it down low, Ben Calsby. Ben Calsby back over to Haptamarium. Haptamarium out front, Enan. Eli Enan playing in the game right now for Northwestern, and Northwestern throws it away. This is where Northwestern doesn't have the depth that they have had in past seasons. Rob Gill will come in to try and steady the ship for Northwestern, his team trailing by six. That's the biggest lead for Dort College thus far. They were up 10-4, 12-6, and now 14-8. Dort College has the basketball. Right side with it is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf working against Edelman. Shot by Waltersdorf off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, the official underneath the basket, El Monaco, makes the call that it was last touched by Northwestern. So Dort College will have it. Dort College gets it on the secondary cut. That's Brian Sumner. Sumner layup good. Brian Sumner with a two-point basket, his first two. Dort College leads 16-8. With the basketball is Rob Gill. Gill out front to Goldston. Goldston goes left side, Edelman. Edelman feeds it to Van Kulsbeek. Van Kulsbeek reverses it. It's deflected and taken away by Dort College. Here comes Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Alex with the basketball. Alex caught up in the air, passes right side Tyler. Tyler thought about the three, instead comes over to Terp. Terp comes back out front to Rindles. Rindles, spin move, stripped. Coming up with it the other way is Rob Gill. Gill with a two-point basket. And Northwestern has cut the lead down to 16-10. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 14-28 left to go in the first half. Dort College 16, Northwestern 10. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Kyle Lindberg passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Sumner. Sumner back over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Kachi. Kachi, three ball on the way, got it. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. His first of the day. Dort College leads 19-10. Coming up the floor with it is Gill. Gill over to Edelman. Edelman with it, working against Lindberg. Reverses over to Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill out front, Goldston. Goldston with it to Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. Leeper answering with a three, no. Rebound tapped by Den Herter, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. That ball very nearly bounced off of Den Herter and back into the Northwestern basket. It came up off of the square, and if it hits the square behind the basket, that's going in off Den Herter's head, actually. Instead, it's Dort College basketball, as it was last touched by Northwestern, and it ends up out of bounds. Lindberg with the basketball, comes over to Sumner. Sumner with it at the top of the key. Sumner working against Leeper, puts it on the floor one time, back over to Lindberg. Lindberg drives in. Jump fake, hit shot, no good. Gets his basketball back, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner to Den Herter. Den Herter will reset the offense. 30 to shoot for Dort College. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Terpstra. Northwestern guarding much more closely on the perimeter now. Sumner on the way. Back over to Terp. Terp, three, off the heel, no good. And a rebound foul called on Dort College and David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for his first personal. Jordan Baker is in. Van Kulsbeek checks out. 13-10 remaining in this first half. Bringing the basketball up will be Hab to Merriam. Goldston is out. They pass right side Baker. Baker with it on the right elbow. Comes back to Leeper. Leeper underneath. Nothing there. Kick out. Baker. Baker 15-footer. Good. Jordan Baker with 4 points. Dort College leads 19-12. Kyle Lindberg back the other way. Shot is no good, and he's fouled on the play by Levi Edelman. Edelman begging for the charging call. He's not going to get it, and Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Montalvanos waiting at the scorer's table to check in for the Red Raiders. Shooting free throws will be Kyle Lindberg. He'll shoot a pair here. 12:45 left to go in the first half. I would imagine Montalvanos going in for Edelman, and he will. First free throw is no good by Lindberg. He's got another one coming. Sumner and Terpstra check out. Rindles is back in along with Franken. Another free throw on the way for Lindberg. This one's up, and that one's good. So Lindbergh makes one of two. He's in the scorebook. 20-12, Dort College by 8. Coming back the other way with it is Haptimarium. Haptimarium driving in. Steps through. His shot is good. Haptimarium with the two-point bucket. He's got 4. Dort College's lead is back to 6 at 20-14. Rendles with the basketball. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball working against Francis. Comes back right side. Rendles. Rendles. Spin move in the lane. His layup is good. Rendles with a two-point bucket. 22-14. Haptimarium with it out front. Montalvanos over to Francis. Francis on the right wing. Leaper. And an illegal screen called on Montalvanos. Montalvanos a little too aggressive on that screen. He picks up number 2. And T.J. Byard will check in. So Montalvanos checks out. T.J. Byard checks in. Now, Byard was a factor in the first meeting between these two teams. Came in and started tossing in three-pointers left and right. Dort College leading by 8. 12 minutes remaining in this first half. Into the front court with a basketball. On the left side is Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. He comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Posting up Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to back his way in against Leeper. His shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball as Byard can't gather it in. Dort College to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Right now it seems every 50-50 call going Dort College's way. Rendles to inbound the basketball. Gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with the slam dunk off the inbounds play. He's got 3. And the Dort College defenders lead 24-14. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 24-14, our score. Dort College up by 10. Well, the basketball is Haptimarium. Haptimarium to Leeper. Leeper 3, short, no good. There for the rebound is Baker. Baker off of the glass, good. Baker with a two-point bucket. He's got 6. Dort College leads 24-16. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Franken. Franken gets the baseline. Shot is up short, no good. Rebound taken away by Leeper. Here comes Northwestern trying to string some stops together. Byard will drive in and reach in. Foul called on Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for his first personal. That is team foul number 4 on Dort College, I believe. Beg your pardon, just foul number 3. Well, the pace of this game so far favoring Dort College. And a silly foul that time by Dalton Franken on a pass over the top near midcourt, and Taylor Francis had sealed him off. And the freshman from Atlantic, a little too rambunctious, gets called for the foul. That's foul number 4 on the defenders. Foul number 1 on Franken. Like to have that one back if you could. Haptimarium with the basketball. Shakes right, goes left. His shot no good. Rebound tapped up, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf ahead to Franken. Franken, one player to beat. Drops it off to Rendles. Rendles layup good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Nathan Rendles with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul called on Zach Leeper is his first. Team foul number 5. And Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 26-16, our score. Rendles' free throw is up and down. Rendles is an 86% free throw shooter. Dort College leads 27-16 by virtue of the old-fashioned three-point play. Biggest lead of the ball game. Pass to Baker. Baker's shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound, Kachi. Ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing with it. Lindbergh, diagonal pass over to Rendles. Rendles, floater in the lane. Good. Nathan with 9 points. Dort College leads 29-16, and Dort College forces Northwestern to call another timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 10:38 left to go. First half. Northwestern with the basketball, trailing by 13. They've used up 3 of their 6 timeouts. They pass to Edelman on the high post. Edelman driving in against Lindbergh. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Kyle Lindbergh. And Kyle has just picked up foul number 2, so Levi Edelman will go to the free throw line for a pair. Brian Sumner will check into the contest. Northwestern, a concerted effort that time to get the ball into Edelman and trying to get the foul called against Lindbergh, and they succeeded. Edelman makes the first of 2 free throws. checking out of the contest is Hap to Merriam. Gill checks in. Sumner is in for Lindbergh. Sador College will have to go with a little different lineup here. Den Herter, Sumner, Frank and Rindles, and Kachi. Second free throw is up and through as well. 29-18, Dort College leading by 11. Edelman with 4 points. Rindles with the basketball. Left side it goes, Franken. Franken to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, used his dribble. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, jumper, corner, three, good. Dalton Franken with his first field goal. Dort College leads 32-18. With it on the right side is Leeper. Leeper to Edelman. Edelman guarded there by Den Herter. Comes back to Gill. Gill dumps it off Edelman. Edelman shot, good. Levi Edelman with 6 points. 32-20, Dort College by 12. 9:48 left to go in the first half. Franken with the basketball out front, guarded there by Edelman. Franken still with the dribble. Franken off of the backboard, good. 5 points for Franken. Dort College leads 34-20. Couldn't see what Franken was doing that time. Jeremy Grady, a much better door than window, one of the three officials. Whispering that one through is Zach Leeper on the jumper from 17. The two teams swapping buckets now, 34-22. With the basketball out front is Rindles. Rindles with it, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Franken. Franken will size it up. His three, no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Here comes Leeper. Leeper, diagonal pass over to Gill. Gill, layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Off to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles doesn't have the numbers. He'll stop. Double teamed, and he's going to be called for the travel. Montalbanos is back in. Edelman is out. Terpstra is in. Franken is out. Waltersdorf is in. Kachi checks out. Bringing the basketball up will be Rob Gill for Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball out front. They pass high post to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek with it at the free throw line. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Sumner. Sumner doesn't have the numbers. He's going to dribble out, gives it away to Terpstra. Terpstra drops it off inside Walt. Walt, hook shot, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 14 first half points. Dort College leads 36-22. 8:28 left to play. Left side pass, it goes out front to Francis. Francis with the basketball. Francis to Gill. Gill with it on the left wing. Gill at the free throw line. His 17-footer is good. Rob Gill with a two-point basket. He's got four. 36-24, Dort College leading. 8:10 left to play first half. One of these two teams has to start playing some defense. Left side pass, Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Rindles. Rindles hands it off, Sumner. Sumner, Waltersdorf, ball fake, down to the baseline, cut off by Montalbanos. With it is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane, kick out. Rindles, Rindles out of the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Enan, Haptamarium, and Baker are in. Leeper, Gill, and Van Kalsbeek are out. Looking at this lineup, it's going to have to be Haptamarium for Northwestern creating, and Baker down low. With it out front is Enan. Enan on the left wing, guarded by Terpstra. Enan is going to drive in, nothing there. Comes to Montalbanos. Montalbanos, three, no good. Rebound Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles ahead to Sumner. Here comes Dort College by a dozen. Left side pass, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Montalbanos. 7:15 remaining. Left side pass, Francis. Francis with the ball. Back to Montalbanos. Montalbanos to Baker. Baker drops it off for Haptamarium. Haptamarium layup good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for one. 36-26, Dort College by 10. Foul called on Dort College, and I believe Rindles. Nathan picks up his first personal. Francis and Enan check out of the contest for Northwestern. Well, they still haven't put the foul on the board. Who that went against. Lindbergh back in the game for Dort College. Haptamarium makes the free throw. So what was once a 14-point lead is now a 9-point advantage at 36-27. Sumner with the basketball. And the foul is going to go on J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr whistled for the personal. And a possession foul called against the Dort College defenders. And Northwestern can cut into the 9-point lead with the basketball. Tyler Goldston up front for Northwestern. Looking for Hap to Merriam. He finds him on the right side. He'll launch a three, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Thor College. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle Lindbergh behind the back dribble. Gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, three, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped out, controlled by Kachi. Ball deflected and kicked out of bounds by Northwestern. Italy, Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. T.J. Byard's going to check back in. Both teams checking players in, it seems, on every possession. 6:36 left to go in the first half. Kachi inbounds to Sumner. Sumner with it, right side. Sumner, pass, deflected, picked up by Kachi. Gives it right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right wing. Tyler with the basketball, Sumner. Sumner out front, goes high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh going to work on Byard. Lindbergh shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Baker. Baker up the floor, Goldston. Goldston gives into the corner with the basketball, Byard. Byard loses it, gets it back, shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court, still leading by nine. Kyle with the basketball. Feeds it outside. Sumner. Sumner, three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Sumner, he's got five. Dort College leads 39-27. Dort College finally takes the lid off of the pail after it was sealed pretty tight for a while. Pass left side with the basketball. They go Baker. Baker working on Lindbergh. Lindbergh playing with two personals. He can't play it very aggressively. And the Dort College defenders surrender the bucket. 39-29. The bucket by Baker is his fourth. He's got eight. Lindbergh with the basketball. They pass left side Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the lane. It's tipped. Taken away by Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam back behind the back pass. Intended for Enan. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College by 10. With the basketball, Dort College on the floor for the defenders. It'll be Franken, Sumner, Bohr, Kachi, and Den Herder. For Northwestern, Goldston, Hap to Merriam, Leeper, Baker, and Enan. Sumner with the basketball, picks it up, passes over to Bohr. Bohr gives it up left side to Franken. Franken with the basketball, back to Kachi. Kachi has it tipped away from him, and out of bounds off of Hap to Merriam. It'll be Dort College basketball. Hap to Merriam looked like he wanted to call a timeout. For him, it's probably a good thing that he didn't get the timeout called, because that could have been Northwestern's fourth of the first half. Hap to Merriam will check out of the contest. Dort College basketball leading by 10. They've led by as many as 14. Kachi inbounds, gets it into Den Herder behind the three-point arc. Comes to Sumner. Sumner looking for Kachi. He gives it to Kachi. He's hounded by Rob Gill. Kachi with the basketball. Six to shoot. Kachi step back 17-footer. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball, and we've got a holding foul called on Zach Leeper. Leeper whistled for his second with 4:43 remaining. Now would be as good a time as any to tell you who our officials are this evening. They are Doug Vitava, Al Monaco, and Jeremy Grady. As assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Brian Sumner to throw the ball in, gets it into Franken. Dort College with a fresh 35 to work with. Taylor Francis guarding him. Sumner, top of the key, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Rob Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill into the front court. He feeds Leeper. Leeper trailing the play. He's off the dribble now down to the baseline, and he steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:28 left to go in the half. Dort College 39, Northwestern 29. Bohr checks out of the contest. Rindles checks in. The offensive pace slowing just a bit here in the latter stages of the first half. Rindles passes Sumner. Sumner, top of the key, guarded by Enan. Here's Rindles off the dribble. Double clutch. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder off the glass. Good. The big fellow with a putback. 41-29, Dort College by 12. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 41-29 our score, Northwestern trailing Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Rob Gill to bring it up for the Northwestern Red Raiders. The Raiders for the basketball. Lindberg off of the floor right now. Dort College trying to get a few more minutes for him without him picking up his third personal. Leaper trapped out front, gets it away to Gill. Gill, spin move in the lane, his shot off of the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, Gill gets it. Gill with a putback, good. He's got six, averaging 5.5 points per game. Dort College leads by 10, 41-31. Tyler Goldston will check in at the next break for Northwestern. Pass left side over to Franken. Franken with the basketball, now Kachi. He's guarded closely by Gill. Kachi with the basketball, hands it off to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken puts it up. It's blocked from behind. Loose ball now, taken back by Franken. Franken layup, good. David Denherter, right place, right time. Hands it to Dalton Franken. Franken dumps it in from short range. Dort College leads 43-31. With the basketball, they go Enan. Enan with the ball. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. Rob Gill will size up the three-pointer. Line drive, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi sucks that one in about 15 feet from the hoop as it angled off of the glass, or off of the rim, I should say. Dalton Franken with the basketball in the lane. Mishandled it, and now a turnover out front on the defenders. It'll be Dort College on defense. Northwestern gets the ball back. Franken and Sumner are out. Terpstra and Waltersdorf check back in for the defenders. Both teams dealing with some minor foul trouble. Northwestern with some players with two, three of them in fact. Dort College has Kyle Lindberg with two by my count. Joey Haptamariam out front. Haptamariam rubs off a screen, passes over to Leaper. Leaper off the bounce with the left hand, three-pointer, good. A little too much room, and Zach Leaper now has seven. Dort College leads 43-34, 2:35 left to go in the half. Out front is Rindles. Rindles right side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles with the ball, man-to-man defense applied by Northwestern, and a kick on Leaper. Well, last couple of possessions, Dort College has tried to drive in and take it at Leaper, and Leaper able to get by without picking up his third personal. Kachi to inbound the basketball. He throws it in over the top to the release, Denherter. Denherter has the basketball. Denherter to Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra loses it on the way up. It's taken back by Goldston. Goldston coming back the other way. Goldston to Francis. Francis, layup, right hand, good. Taylor Francis with his first two this evening, 43-36. Northwestern has cut Dort College's 14-point lead in half. Now the ball tipped by Goldston out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, 1:57 remaining. Terpstra checks out. Franken checks in. 1:57 left to go in the half. Dort College by seven. Gill will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Leaper. This is the cat and mouse game. You try to get players off the floor who have two personals so they don't pick up their third. With it out front is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles had Kachi open, now finds him. Dumps it off for Denherter, off the glass, good. David Denherter with a two-point bucket. Dort College 45, Northwestern 36. 1:40 remaining first half. Comes over to Francis. Francis with the basketball. Francis goes right side, Goldston. Goldston out front, Haptamariam. Haptamariam to Gill. Gill with the basketball. Top of the key, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Haptamariam. Nathan Rindles is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. That's his second. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Haptamariam. Haptamariam is a 80% free throw shooter. Sumner is in. Rindles is out. Rindles will check out with two personals. So the 1-1 on the way for Haptamariam. He's 1-for-1 already today from the charity stripe. Sophomore from Sioux Falls makes the first one. He's got another one on the way trying to trim it back to seven. 45-37 our score currently. Montalvanos will check back in for Northwestern. He'll be checking in with two personals. And Hap Demariam makes both free throws. 45-38, North College up 7. 1:27 remaining in the first half. Bringing the basketball up will be Tyler Waltersdorf, guarded by Montalvanos. Sumner on the floor along with Franken. Kachi and Den Herter for North College. They'll try to isolate. They dump it down low, Franken. Franken double-teamed. Has to put it on the floor. Pass out front, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, 18 to shoot. Kachi with the basketball, working against Hap Demariam. Picks up his dribble, gives it back over to Waltersdorf. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Tyler will drive in with a left hand. Shot no good, but there for the putback is David Den Herter. Den Herter with 6. North College leads 47-38. Here comes Northwestern. Gill, Montalvanos. Montalvanos pass right side, Baker. Baker with the basketball, looking for the reversal. Finds Montalvanos. Montalvanos, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken hits the floor hard. Timeout called to preserve the possession. And that's the second timeout of the half charged to Dort College. They've got 4 remaining, and with 40.5 seconds left, Dort College can take the clock down to about 5 seconds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball. Bringing it up will be Brian Sumner. Sumner in the backcourt, passes it over to Waltersdorf. He'll take it across the timeline. Montalvanos waits for him. Gives it back over to Sumner. 5 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Left side pass, Franken. Franken with it on the wing. Franken will get a ball screen from Den Herter. Franken on the right side. Now Kachi. Kachi, deep right corner. Kachi through the double team. Gives it to Sumner. Sumner driving in with the left hand. Too strong off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. A chance to cut into the 9-point lead. Gill driving in, right-handed layup, no good. Rebound tapped out. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. They're going to overturn that. The down official, Doug Vitava, is going to say it was last touched by Dort College, so Northwestern will have it with 5.1 remaining. And in all honesty, that probably was the right call. Not that my affirmation counts. Inbounding will be Tyler Francis in front of the Dort College bench with 5.1 remaining. Hap Demariam gets it. Hap Demariam, floater. Pat Kess passes over to Enan. Enan, 3, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 47, Northwestern 38. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Northwestern 47-38 at halftime. A game in which Northwestern has never led. We were tied at 2-2. Dort College led by as many as 14. That was at 32-18 and 34-20. They are still up 36-22. Northwestern able to cut the lead down to as close as 7 on a couple different occasions. The last time at 45-38. Dort College scores a bucket, though, to go up 47-38 on a putback by David Den Herter. And that's where we are at the half. 47-38, Dort College in front. Dort College led by Tyler Waltersdorf. 14 points in the first half of play, while Joey Hap Demariam has 9 to pace Northwestern. Let's take a break and be back with the rundown of all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College in the first half, 20 of 43 from the floor, 46.5%, 5 for 12 on threes, 41.7%, 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. For Northwestern, 16 of 31 from the floor, 51.6%, 1 for 10 on threes, 10%, 5 for 5 on free throws, for 100%. Dort College has out-rebounded Northwestern 22-16 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College with 4, Northwestern with 9. Dort College led in scoring by Tyler Walterstorff's 14 points, 6 for 9 from the floor in the first half, 2 for 3 on three-pointers. 9 points for Nathan Rindles, 6 for David Denherter, 5 for Brian Sumner, 7 for Dalton Frank, and 3 each for Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindberg. For Northwestern, 9 points for Joey Haptamariam, 8 for Jordan Baker, 7 by Zach Leeper, 6 for Levi Edelman, 2 for Taylor Francis for their total of 38. Rebounds, Nathan Rindles has 5, Kyle Lindberg has 4. For Northwestern, 3 each for Jordan Baker, Zach Leeper, and Rob Gill, along with Jerry Montalvanos. Assists, Nathan Rindles has 3, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For Northwestern, 2 assists for Zach Leeper. He also has 2 blocks. Alex Terpstra has 2 steals. And Nathan Rindles has 3 assists. Kyle Lindberg has 2. We're at halftime, Dort College 47, Northwestern 38. Back with a rundown of what's happening in the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores, men's basketball, Dort over Northwestern 47-38, Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan 46-41. Morningside 61, Briarcliff 43, Dakota Wesleyan 46, Mount Marty 23. And still playing the first half, Midland and Hastings. Late in the first half, it is Midland trailing by 1 to Hastings, 30-29. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the women's basketball games from earlier tonight, right after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier this evening, women's basketball is Northwestern over Dort, 102-70. Hastings over Midland, 85-78. Morningside defeats Briarcliff, 113-93. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 82-72. Nebraska Wesleyan and a nail-biter over Doan, 65-64 to win their first game of the conference season. That means the standings in women's basketball look like this. Concordia and Hastings are both 16-3. Northwestern and Morningside are both 15-4. Top four teams all will be playing each other this weekend with the opportunity or possibility, if the home teams win, of a four-way tie for the championship. Midland is 10-9. Dakota Wesleyan is in the clubhouse at 10-10, 18-12 overall. Briarcliff is 7-12. Doan and Dort College are 6-13. Mount Marty 3-16. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. We'll be back with second half play right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter member FDIC by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Paul Ayrton, Craig, Paulina Remsen, and Sanborn member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. 47-38 our score at halftime. We've still got a few minutes to go till the second half begins. Extended halftime with Orange City Municipal Utilities and Missouri River Energy Services sponsoring tonight's action. So just like they do when Dort College and Northwestern play in Sioux Center, Dort College out of the locker room warming up for the second half, as is Northwestern. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play right after this. Northwestern basketball to start the second half. Zach Leeper hits a 17-footer from straight on. Dort College leads 47-40. First possession of the second half for the defenders. With the basketball is Franken. Franken out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Hands it back over to Kachi. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles in the lane. Rindles puts it up. Off balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Baker. Baker with the basketball. Here comes Leeper. Leeper right corner, Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam with the basketball. Back over to Leeper. Leeper gives it up. Goldston. Goldston, lob pass down low for Baker. Baker, hook shot with a left hand. Good. Jordan Baker with 10. Back-to-back buckets by Northwestern, and they are as close as they have been since the early going at 47-42. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi will drive in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, no-look pass underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. 18:50 remaining. Leeper, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound tapped off of the glass. Now a foul called inside on the putback attempt, and Goldston will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf is his first. Dort College by five. Dort College has yet to score here in the second half. Goldston with two on the way. First one is up and good. He makes the first one. He's got another one coming, averaging 6.1 points per game. Another free throw coming for Goldston. This one is up, and that one's too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Lindbergh. Dort College by four, 47-43. Northwestern has started the second half on a 5-0 run. They've cut a 5-point lead, or 9-point lead, down to four. Lindbergh with the basketball, working against Edelman. Looking. Shot no good as he settles for the right-handed hook shot as nobody was moving. Comes back to Leeper. Leeper, layup, no good. Tap in, though, by Baker is good. Baker with 12, and Northwestern has cut the lead down to 47-45. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi goes for the spin move, and it's tapped away by Heptamerium out of bounds. 47-45, Dort College by two, but Northwestern has come crawling back into the game, steadily working what was a 14-point lead down to two right here. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. I believe that's going to go on Leeper, and that's number three on him. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So 18:01 remaining in the ballgame. Lindbergh with an opportunity to extend the lead back to three or four with a made free throw or two. First free throw by Lindbergh is up and through. He's got 4 points. He's been held in check thus far. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Second free throw is up, no good. And the defenders lead 48-45. Northwestern basketball, Hap to Merriam. He gives to Edelman. Edelman driving in, blocked by Lindbergh. Controlled by Leeper. Leeper off the bounce. His shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. Lindbergh with the basketball. Spotting up Tyler Waltersdorf. Reverses to Franken. Franken with it on the wing. Back over to Rindles. Northwestern cutting off the Dort College drive. Underneath it goes to Waltersdorf. His shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Edelman to Baker. Baker, layup, good. Baker with 14. Dort College leads 48-47. Northwestern has cut the 9-point lead down to one. With it out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles against Leeper. Layup, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Baker. Baker with the basketball. That shot by Rindles halfway down. Here comes Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam, pull-up jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh on the right side. Now Dalton. Dalton gets a step. His shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Goldston. Couple Dort College shots not dropping and looking like they're going to drop right through, and they pop back out. Dort College leading 48-47, 16:52 left to go in regulation. Dalton Frank and a pair of free throws. First one short, no good. 7 points for Franken this evening. Long ways to go in this one before anything is decided. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Trying to extend it back to a two-point lead, and he does with that one. Franken with eight. York College leads 49-47. Into the front court is Habtemariam. Habtemariam in between the circles. Habtemariam setting the offense. Comes to Leeper. Leeper three, good. Northwestern takes the lead on a Zach Leeper three. He's got 12. York College trails 50-49. It's the first lead of the game for Northwestern. York College now must find an answer. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Franken. Franken will drive. Reverses to Rindles. Rindles underneath, intended for Den Herter, taken away by Edelman. Now Northwestern defensively able to bottle things up underneath. And now Northwestern with a chance to extend the lead. They lead 50-49. Leeper, another three, and he hit it. Zach Leeper with someone right on him knocks it down, and he's got it rolling, and the North College defenders need a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to North College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Zach Leeper with 8 points here in the second half. Jordan Baker with six. And Northwestern has outscored York College 15-2 in the first 4 minutes and 3 seconds of the second half to take a four-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of York College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. North College basketball, 15:55 left to go in the game. North College down four. Northwestern has the momentum. Sumner with the basketball, looking down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh has to get it out on the perimeter. He backs his way in against Baker. Lindbergh, hook shot, no good, off the mark. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Northwestern. It'll be York College basketball. York College with the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles to throw it in, still looking. And they get it into Den Herter. Den Herter on the baseline, and he's going to be called for stepping on the baseline. Tough spot for Den Herter to receive that pass. He was right on the baseline, and he ends up stepping on the out-of-bounds line. With the basketball is Rob Gill. Northwestern with a 4-point lead, looking to build on it. Right side pass, Francis. Francis gives it up underneath. Leeper with a 2-point bucket. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 55-49. Into the front court with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. York College has to right the ship. Rindles, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play by Baker. Jordan Baker whistled for the personal foul. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 15-12 remaining. York College trailing by 6, 55-49. Northwestern has been able to take the lead and get the momentum. Free throw by Den Herter, no good. Den Herter is a 67% free throw shooter. Sumner is out. Kachi is back in. Rob Gill will check out of the ballgame. Habtemariam checks back in. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. This one's up and good. So Den Herter makes one of two. It's a 5-point ball game. Den Herter has 7 points. And the defenders trail 55-50. Habtemariam, left side Leeper. Leeper's got it rolling. He's got a couple of threes already in this half. Comes back right side Francis. Francis with the basketball out front to Habtemariam. Habtemariam with the basketball at the top of the key. He passes left side Francis. He'll launch the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes York College. Defenders trail by 5, 55-50. Lindbergh into the lane. Kick out pass, Rindles. Rindles back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the glass, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 6. York College trails 55-52. Haptimarium out front. Haptimarium goes left side to Leeper. Leeper, Haptimarium. Haptimarium underneath Montalvanos. Back to to Edelman. Edelman's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Edelman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Newport College's David Denherter. Denherter whistled for his second personal. Edelman will shoot two free throws. He's got 6 points this evening. He's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Edelman's first free throw is up and off the mark, no good. Edelman this season 32 for 58 entering the ballgame. So 34 for 61 now. Another free throw coming. This one's up, and that one's good. So Edelman makes 1 of 2. He's got 7 points. And the defenders trail 56-52. Brindles, spin move into the lane against Leeper. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. That's going to go on Levi Edelman. Edelman picks up his third. And two free throws coming for Nathan Rindles. So Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's got 9 points. Austin Kochi has been held in check this evening. He's got a three-pointer to his credit. First free throw by Rindles is up and through. Rindles with 10. Trying to make it a two-point ball game again. Edelman is out. Leeper is out. Ben Kulsbeek is in for Northwestern along with Montalvanos. Franken is out. J.D. Bohr checks in. Another free throw for Rindles. This one's up and good. So Rindles makes them both. He's got 11. And the defenders trail 56-54. Bringing the basketball up is Haptimarium. Haptimarium, Leeper stayed on the floor, beg your pardon. He headed to the bench, but he just got instruction. He did not check out. With it out front is Leeper. Leeper, Montalvanos. Montalvanos might have traveled with it. No call made. Now his shot no good. Rebound Denherter. Denherter with a defensive rebound. Giving it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh driving in. Lays it up. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Nobody stopped the ball. And Kyle Lindbergh ties it up with a coast-to-coast layup after getting the pass from David Denherter. And we're tied at 56 pending the free throw by Lindbergh with 13:47 remaining. T.J. Byard will check into the ballgame. And Montalvanos will check out. Justin Van Kulsbeek took that foul. So the free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to unlock the tie. It's up and good. Newport College retakes the lead at 57-56. Lindbergh now with 9 points. Haptimarium right side, 13:40 left to go in this battle. Left side, Byard. Byard to Francis. Francis out front, Byard. Byard, three on the way, good. T.J. Byard with the three. Dort College trails 59-57. And Dort College will have the basketball. J.D. Bohr will throw it in. ...59-57 our score, Northwestern leading by two. Tyler Walterstorff checks in for Dort College as well. Nathan Rindles takes it across half court. Rindles comes back over to Tyler. Tyler out front. Tyler Walterstorff drops it inside for Lindbergh. Francis and Bohr tangled up. Jump hook by Lindbergh in the lane is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 8 in the second half, 11 for the game. We're tied at 59, first time we've been tied since the early going. Jumper in the lane by Haptimarium. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Driving in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindbergh coast to coast. He's got 13. Dort College leads 61-59. Into the front court is Haptimarium. And we have a timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern. 12:49 left to go in the game. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more after this. 12:49 left to go in the ball game. 61-59, Dort College by a deuce. Northwestern led by as many as 5 here in the second half. Dort College regroup and take a 2-point lead here at 61-59. That timeout charged to Northwestern. They've got two remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Your college with Bohr, Rendles, Kachi, Lindberg, and Waltersdorf on the floor. Northwestern countering with Baker, Byard, Francis, Leeper, and Haptamarium. Haptamarium right side back over to Francis. They're looking for Leeper. They find him on the right side. He's going to dribble in. Shot is no good, but he's fouled before the shot. That foul is going to go on J.D. Bohr. Bohr whistled for his second personal, team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Another inbounds play, this time out of bounds, left side of the lane. Inbounding will be Haptamarium. Haptamarium lobs it over the top for Byard. Byard over to Francis. Francis, they give it to Baker. Baker working on Bohr. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on J.D., and that's foul number three on him. Jordan Baker will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, where he is 56% this season. Dalton Franken will check in after the first free throw by Baker. Baker averaging 11.8 points per game. He's got 14 so far. First free throw off the mark, no good. Rattled around and pops out. Bohr will check out. Franken is back in. Dort College with their original starting five on the deck. Dort College leading 61-59. A second free throw for Baker. This one's up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College. Lindberg gets around Francis. He's going to drive in, has a seam, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kyle Lindberg, another coast-to-coast move. He's got 12 in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 63-59. Haptamarium to Byard. Byard with a basketball on the wing. Now we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. That's going to go on Franken, I believe. That's number two on Franken. Team foul number five on the defenders. 12-12 remaining. Dort College up by four. Inbounding will be Leeper. They get it into Haptamarium. No. With a basketball, Haptamarium. Haptamarium, Rindles guarding him. Here's Leeper. Three in and out. No good. Long rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball doesn't have the numbers. He's going to dribble into the corner. Trap comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg outside Walt. Walt, three. Yes. 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 66-59, Dort College by seven. Tyler with 17 points. 11:42 remaining in the ball game. Steal by Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College and Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court. Kyle has a seam, feeds it underneath instead to Kachi. Kachi layup good. He's got five. 68-59. Dort College answering the Northwestern challenge with a run of their own. Northwestern burns a timeout. They've got one left. Dort College 68, Northwestern 59. Back with more in a moment. 11:29 left to go in the ball game. Dort College 68, Northwestern 59. Dort College was down at one point, 55-49. They're on a 19-4 run right now, so we're right back where we started the half. Dort College plus nine. Haptamarium with the basketball. Dort College playing man-to-man defense, looking for a ball screen. That time, it's Haptamarium backing out. Rindles matching up with him. Here's Leeper. Leeper's going to drive in, loses it. Waltersdorf tapped it away. Ball's deflected, picked off by Franken. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Franken into the front court. He comes right side, Rindles. Rindles layup, missed it, no good. He got a seam, he exploited the basket, but he was unable to finish at the rim. Haptamarium coming back the other way, tap in, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's down on the floor, still loose. Baker picks it up. Baker with the basketball. Baker, turnaround, no good. Rebound, Kachi. Dort College survives the onslaught that time by Northwestern. Here comes Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Ty. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the ball on the right side. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles at the free throw line. Comes left side. Three on the way. Tyler. Bang, bang, bang. Tyler Waltersdorf with a three-point basket. His fourth of the ball game. 20 for the night. Dort College leads by a dozen. 71-59. Hap to Merriam with the basketball on the left wing. He comes back over to Leeper. Leeper right side, Goldston. Goldston underneath the basket. Kick out, Leeper. Leeper three, no. Rebound fought for. It's down on the floor. It's tapped. Controlled by Goldston. Goldston layup. Good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler Goldston with a two-point bucket. He's fouled. Was the foul before the shot is the question, I believe. Now they're going to call Kachi for the foul. So the bucket is good. They're going to call an intentional foul. So Northwestern will get possession of it back. Moments after Dort College went up 12, 71-59. Zach Leeper able to muscle that one through. He's got 19, and he misses that free throw. Now it's Northwestern basketball underneath the basket. I think I've got 12 for Leeper in this half. Three twos, two threes, and seven in the first half for a grand total of 19. That's incorrect. He should only have 10 in the second half. It'll be Northwestern basketball. That foul called on Kachi was his second. He checks out with 5 points, and now Dort College will try to weather the storm. Northwestern cutting the lead down to 10. They've got the basketball. They look. They get it to Goldston. Sumner in the ballgame. Sumner underneath, and we've got Waltersdorf called for a foul on the strip play, and Goldston, I believe, will shoot free throws. Goldston, by my count, has 3 points. Goldston this evening is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. He's a 62% free throw shooter, and with 9:57 left to go in the game, Northwestern trying to cut into the 10-point lead. First free throw by Goldston is good. He's a 6'3 junior from La Puente, California. He's got 4 points now. Another free throw coming, trying to make it an 8-point game. This one is up, left it short, no good. It's a 9-point game, 71-62. Lindberg ahead to Franken. Franken off the glass, good. Dalton with 10. Dort College leads 73-62. 9:45 left to go in the contest. Out front, Enan. Enan misses short, no good on the three-pointer from the top of the key. Here comes Dort College, Rindles. Rindles driving in, puts it up off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, coming back the other way, Goldston. Goldston working against Sumner, kicks it out, Edelman. Edelman, he'll spot up, the three is well short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Dort College will walk it up. Everybody looking gassed right now. Northwestern has one timeout left. Dort College has three. Lindberg with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it to Franken. Franken on the baseline. Lindberg. Lindberg lay-in. Good. Kyle Lindberg with the lay-in. Dort College leads 75-62. A Baker's dozen lead for the defenders. Comes back right side, Edelman to Goldston. Goldston off the bounce. Goldston trying to whisper through a 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Ahead to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf drives the lane. His short jumper, 22 for Ty. Tyler with 22 points. Dort College leads 77-62. 15-point advantage for the defenders. Left side passes Edelman, and Northwestern will burn their final timeout with 8:30 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 8:29 left to go. Ball game, right side, Montalvanos. He gives it to Leeper. Leeper on the right side, guarded by Bohr. And the cross-court pass intended for Montalvanos goes out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball, 8:18 remaining. Lindberg brings the basketball up. Lindberg with it in between the circles. Lindberg goes over to Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball. Den Herder handling the ball more in that possession than he has all year. And pass down to Lindberg, and Lindberg can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Sloppy possession that time for the defenders. About the only thing that went right there was 20 seconds went off of the clock. Gill with the basketball out front. His first run of the second half, I believe. This is Baker. Baker's shot rattles, no good. Rebound, no good. The putback by Francis. It's down on the floor, picked up by Gill. Dort College scrambling on defense. They drop it off for Baker. Baker lay-in, good. Jordan Baker with 16. Dort College leads 77-64. 7:29 left to go in the game. With it out front is Lindbergh. Lindbergh run to the point against Montalvano. So let's see if he can get a little room. Lindbergh left side to Bohr. Bohr to Kachi. Kachi, Denherter. Denherter working against Baker. They bring the double team. Baker puts it up. Shot no good. But pardon me, Denherter puts it up. Shot no good. But he's fouled on the play. And Jordan Baker has picked up his second personal. Baker definitely has made a difference in this one. He did not play in the first meeting of these two. He's got 16 tonight. Freshman out of Sioux Falls. Free throw on the way for David is up off the heel and drops through. David must be living right. He's got 8 points. That one kicked high off the back iron and falls through. Dort College leads 78-64. 7:11 left to play. Another free throw on the way for Denherter. This one's up and good as well. So Denherter cashes in on both of them. Denherter with 9 points, three free throws in the second half. Gill out front with it. He's not looking at the basket. He's going to go instead to Francis. Francis to Montalvanos. Montalvanos to Leaper. Leaper puts it up. High archer. No good. Rebound tapped. And Franken had it momentarily, and he taps it out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. From my vantage point, dead on. Franken had his hands on it momentarily, and then it ends up out of bounds. Now, Northwestern is out of timeout, so we'll see if that makes much of a difference here down the stretch. Lob pass over the top to Van Kalsbeek, and Van Kalsbeek with a bucket. Van Kalsbeek makes it 79-66, Dort College by 13, 6:40 remaining. Lindbergh to Rendles, and a bad possession by the defenders. They turn it over. Here comes Francis. Francis with the basketball back over to Gill. Gill to Francis. Francis to Montalvanos. Montalvanos intended for Van Kalsbeek. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf checks into the ballgame. David Denherter will check out. Well, you can see that Northwestern is just looking for a combination that will work again after starting with the second half and catching lightning in a bottle. Now they're trying to rekindle that. With it out front is Waltersdorf. Dort College basketball. Man-to-man defense applied by Northwestern. Waltersdorf in traffic, and he is fouled on the play by Francis. Taylor Francis whistled for the personal. He skids across the floor and knocks his head on the wall behind the basket. Tyler will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot two. Waltersdorf with 22 points tonight, four threes and five twos. First free throw by Ty is up, no good. Another one on the way for Waltersdorf, trying to extend the lead back to 14. 79-66, Dort College by a baker's dozen, trying to extend it by one. Free throw no good, rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Kachi near midcourt. Credit Lindbergh with keeping that alive. So Waltersdorf unable to knock down the free throw. Lindbergh against Montalvanos. They bring the double team, and we've got a foul on the play called on Northwestern and Montalvanos. I had thought it was probably Gill coming on the double team. Dort College may want to get the instructions into Kyle that when he puts the ball on the deck, Northwestern is going to bring that hard double team from the backside. It's going to leave something open. I would imagine the conversation at the free throw stripe, something to that regard. 1-1 for Lindbergh, and it goes in. Hangs on the rim and falls through for Lindbergh, the senior from Margate, Florida. He's got 18-15 in the second half. He's been instrumental in Dort College regrouping after falling behind by six. Second free throw by Lindbergh, no good. Ball's tapped out by Waltersdorf. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 5:57 left to go in the game. Dort College by 14. Northwestern basketball. Gill will bring it up. Again, Northwestern out of timeouts. They get instructions from the bench. Gill with it in between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the defenders. 20 on the shot clock. They go right side, Edelman. Edelman puts it on the floor against Tyler. Short jumper by Edelman is good. Edelman with 9. Dort College leads 80-68. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Rindles. Out front, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Tyler goes right side, Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right elbow against Edelman. Kick out, Walt. Walt, 3, yes. Tyler Waltersdorf having one of those nights you dream about as a basketball player. Extends the lead to 15, 83-68. Waltersdorf now with a game-high 25. Edelman off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Ty Waltersdorf. Tyler with the basketball. He's going to bring it up. Under 5 minutes left to go in this contest. Waltersdorf, the Euro move. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Montalbanos. Montalbanos with the basketball back over to Gill. Gill with it into the front court. 4:44 remaining. Comes back over to Leeper. Leeper's going to drive in. His scoop shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Leeper's out of gas. Lindbergh, left side it goes to Franken. Franken off the glass, good. Dalton Franken with 12. Dort College leads 85-68. Leeper just doesn't look like he's got much left right now. On that last play, he got to the rim, and now a foul called on Rindles. Rob Gill will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Northwestern had to use timeouts early in this one when Dort College put together a run. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame with 5 threes to his credit. Northwestern an impromptu timeout, and they will concede the first free throw as Gill shoots the free throw, and he makes that one. It was a 1-1. Gill makes that one. He's got another one coming. He's a 61% free throw shooter. Dort College leads 85-69 with 4:20 left to go in the game. Another free throw on the way for Gill. Gill, the senior from Carson, California. And he makes both free throws, 85-70 in Northwestern. This is where you've got to tactically just try to stretch things out, get your team some sort of break, and they've tried on this free throw situation. Francis checks out of the ballgame. They got a timeout with 80% of their players, in effect, at the sideline. And now they trail by 15, 85-70. 4:10 remaining in the game. Sumner with the basketball on the wing. Brian Sumner with it out front to Nathan Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. Double teamed. Right corner it goes Kachi. Kachi, 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Offensive rebound, Sumner. Sumner can't hang on to it. Here comes T.J. Byard. Northwestern with a chance to cut the lead down. Byard off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. Taken away by Rindles. Rindles, two players to beat. Rindles will pull it out and set it up with 3:45 remaining. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles in between the circles out front. He comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle with it. Dort College will call a set play. 3:30 and counting. Dort College by 15. Lindbergh with the basketball. They'll try to isolate him. Levi Edelman will try to guard him. Lindbergh has it near the center jump circle. Puts it on the floor. 5 to shoot. Lindbergh with it, drives the lane, lays it up with the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Byard. Byard with a basketball ahead to Baker. Baker, left side, Leeper. Leeper, ball fake, drives in. Kick out, Haptamariam. Haptamariam, 3, good. Joey Haptamariam with 12. Dort College leads 85-73. 3 minutes remaining in this contest. Lindbergh with a basketball. Edelman will come out and match up with him now. Lindbergh is fouled by Levi Edelman, and Edelman will foul out of the contest. I beg your pardon, that's number 4 on him. Northwestern did not want Dort College running more time off of the clock, and so they commit a foul to counteract it. 1-1 here for Lindbergh. Need these, you're up 12, 85-73. 1-1. Next free throw is the double bonus, and Lindbergh buries that one. Looked like a 100% shooter there. He's got another one on the way. 19 for Lindbergh, 16 in the second half. Another free throw on the way for the senior from Margate, Florida. Lindbergh has shot 178 free throws this season and has made 112 of them. Right at 63%, left that one short, no good. 86-73, Dort College by 13. Into the front court is Northwestern. Out front, Leaper. Leaper with the basketball, looking for Haptamarium. They find Haptamarium. Haptamarium, turnaround on the baseline, no good there for the rebound, and the putback is Baker. Baker with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 86-75. 2:30 remaining in this contest. With it out front is Rindles. Rindles will drive in. Dishes it off. It's tipped and controlled by Northwestern. Coming back the other way is Leaper. Leaper, Edelman. Edelman, Byard. Byard, pass through the lane. Taken by Baker. Baker, layup, good. Jordan Baker with a two-point bucket. 86-77. Dort College leading by three possessions. 2 minutes remaining in the contest. Kachi with the basketball back over to Waltersdorf, and Dort College needs to call a timeout. Got to get some things figured out on the offensive end. 2:02 remaining in the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This one's not over yet. Dort College basketball when we're back right after this. Well, this one is not over. Dort College leads by nine. They're in the driver's seat, but they've got a little complacent. The last couple of offensive possessions. Lead by nine. Take care of the basketball. They get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball, and he's fouled by Baker almost immediately. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time for the defenders. Ty Waltersdorf with 25 points tonight. It's foul number three on Baker. And if you're Dort College, you want both of these, obviously. Tyler Goldston, it appears, shaken up on that last play. He'll come over to the sideline and stand beside Coach Chris Korver. First free throw by Tyler is up and through. He's got another one on the way. Double-digit lead. It's a huge mental boost to be up 10, I always believe. A double-digit lead. 2 minutes remaining in the contest. Second free throw away for Waltersdorf, the junior from Sioux Center, and that one drops straight through to the bottom of the well. Dort College leads 88-77. There's your two-minute warning. Haptamarium passes to Francis. Francis with the basketball. Byard. Byard out front. Comes back over to Edelman. Edelman loses the dribble. Picks it back up. Feeds Leaper. Leaper layup good. The teams exchange two-point baskets in effect. And Rindles is fouled in the backcourt. Nathan Rindles will walk the other way and shoot two free throws. 1:42 remaining. And now Northwestern is going to have to battle the fact that they've got some players in foul trouble as well. Edelman's got four, Leaper's got four. Haptamarium is not in foul trouble. First free throw by Rindles is up and through. Nathan this evening, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 86% free throw shooter. This will be his 141st free throw shot this season. Second free throw by Nathan is up and down. 90-79, Dort College leading. 1:42 and counting. Into the front court is Haptamarium. Haptamarium with the basketball. His team down 11. With it is Byard. Byard gives it to Edelman. Edelman in the lane with the right hand. Layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Gets it away, Kachi. Northwestern won't foul him. Now Lindbergh has it. They get it away to Franken, and they call the foul before he could get rid of the ball. And who will that foul be on? I believe it's on Edelman. Edelman whistled for the personal, his fifth. He will be disqualified with 9 points. 1:23 left to go in the game, and Dort College can essentially seal it with free throws. Well, both teams getting the free timeout, if you will. Dort College still has two remaining. Free throw on the way by Lindbergh is good. Another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Everybody went to the sidelines like it was someone had fouled out. Haptamarium misses the layup. Here comes Dort College back the other way, and that'll probably about do it. Dort College by 12, 91-79. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Waltersdorf, 1 minute to go, and it looks like Northwestern is going to concede. Northwestern, Franken. Franken driving in, nothing there, and Northwestern will indeed concede. Pass goes right side over to Tyler, 10 to shoot. Waltersdorf with it. He'll put up a three. Missed it. No good. I believe that's his first missed three-pointer of the ball game. 44.4 seconds remaining. Haptamerium with the basketball, down 12. Haptamerium out front. He passes left side, Edelman. Shot no good. Long rebound, Haptamerium. Haptamerium three, no good. Rebound, Kachi. And Kachi goes down. Austin turns an ankle. Austin Kachi just turned an ankle with 29.6 seconds remaining. And he will try to walk it off. He's going to grit his teeth and head towards the sideline. And he's going to head to the sideline. Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame with 29.6 seconds left. That would qualify as an aw shucks. Hopefully nothing serious with Kachi. See, he limps off to the sideline. Northwestern basketball. Haptamerium out front. They feed it inside to Edelman. And a reach-in foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Tyler Waltersdorf, his second. 25 seconds remaining in this ballgame. And that will definitely subdue the celebration for the Dort College fans today. Edelman notched down the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 91 to 80. Second free throw on the way by Edelman is in and out, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Lindbergh. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles will take it across the timeline. He passes over to Sumner, and that's going to be the ballgame. Dort College will win. Dort College will clinch the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. Dort College will earn a spot at the NAI Division II National Championship in Branson, Missouri in a few weeks. Dort College will wrap up the regular season on Saturday when they face Midland at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, piecing together things here on our post game. And taking a look at some scores from across the conference. One game not finished yet. This one, Dort College led the entire first half, took a 9-point lead at the half, 47-38. In the second half of play, Northwestern made a charge, outscoring Dort College 17-2 to start the second half of play. Dort College trailed 55-49. That was with about 15 minutes left to go in the contest. From there, Dort College fought back to tie it at 59. That was a 10-4 run, and that run continued as Northwestern was stuck at 59 for a while. Dort College went up by as many as 12 at 71-59 at the midpoint of the second half. Northwestern never able to get closer than 9, I believe. 86-77 with 2:02 remaining. And it was 88-79 with 1:42 left to go. Dort College ends up winning it 91-80, making enough free throws to stave off the Northwestern charge and win the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship for the second time in 3 years. A celebration that will be somewhat subdued, though, as Austin Kachi twisted an ankle with less than a minute to go on a rebound. He limped off under his own power, refused to have assistance. And hopefully that is a good sign, and hopefully it's just a tweak of the ankle. But as it is, Dort College, still an opportunity to celebrate tonight with a Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. 17-2, they clinch it, a two-game lead with one game to go over the Morningside. The Morningside Mustangs, they've got a two-game lead on Morningside with one game to play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is the Wireless World Wrap. We'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. the Dort College defenders victorious. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College ends up 33 of 69 from the floor, 47.8%, 8 of 16 on three-pointers, 50%, 17 of 26 on free throws, 65.4%. Northwestern, 32 of 74 from the floor, 43.2%, 5 for 22 on threes, 22.7%, 11 of 18 on free throws for 61%. Dort College out-rebounds Northwestern just barely, 44 to 43. Turnovers, Dort College 9, Northwestern 13. Individually, Tyler Walterstorff, 27 points on 10 of 16 shooting, 5 of 7 from the three-point line. 20 points for Kyle Lindberg, 7 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 11 on free throws. 13 points for Nathan Rindles, 12 for Dalton Franken. 9 for David Denherter off of the bench, 5 each for Brian Sumner and Austin Kachi. For Northwestern, they were topped by Jordan Baker with 20, 19 for Zach Leeper, 12 for Joey Heptemeriam, 10 for Levi Edelman, 8 by Rob Gill, 4 for Tyler Goldston, 3 for T.J. Byer, 2 for Taylor Francis, and 2 for Justin Van Kalsbeek for their total of 80 points. Kyle Lindberg, 15 rebounds tonight, 8 for Nathan Rindles, 5 assists for Rindles, 3 for Lindberg, 2 for Franken. 3 block shots credited to Kyle Lindberg. For Northwestern, Jordan Baker had 8 rebounds. Zach Leeper had 6. Levi Edelman had 5. 4 assists for Zach Leeper this evening. Taking a seat beside me is Coach Ross Dahlman, Dort College men's basketball coach. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season champs. For the second time in 3 years, you take the suspense out of it this evening, and that's a very good thing.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it was a good effort by our guys tonight. You know, to start the second half, Northwestern came back and, you know, played with a lot of vengeance. But our guys responded well. Had some big individual performances from a number of guys tonight, but collectively we just fought. That's kind of been the hallmark of this team this year. You know, I don't believe we're the fourth most talented team in the nation by any means, but we just keep battling and we keep on fighting. And tonight we're able to pull this one out.
You got a 9-point lead at halftime. What were you doing well in the first half of play?
I thought we were doing a good job of taking away the arc. I thought we were doing a good job of defending it. We are plus 6 at halftime with the boards, only 3 turnovers, so those things there. But we weren't getting stops consistently, and that certainly carried over to start the second half, where I believe they scored on 8 of their first 10 possessions, something like that.
Second half, they come from 9 down. They actually take a 6-point lead at one point. You had a battle on your hands there about 5 minutes into the second half.
Yeah, Zach Leeper hit some very difficult shots over fingertips, and he hit that first one to start the second half, and he got rolling there, and they rode him really hard. And he's had a very good senior season, Zach has, and he played very well tonight, and he was a tough one for us to stop there for a while.
In this ball game, you were able to regroup. You had to use a timeout finally. I know you wanted to fight through, but you had to use a timeout. What did you do well then after that timeout to reestablish order in this ball game?
Well, I thought we did a good job of getting tempo. I thought we used some depth there that helped us out for a while. And really, Kyle Lindberg just took over, Mike. I mean, he went end-to-end a couple times, got to the foul line, dominated the boards. I think he showed why he's one of the better players in the nation there. You know, during a 10-12-minute stretch to start us off there after a lull there for about 5 minutes.
Tyler Walterstorff, one of those games that basketball players dream about. Big setting. He came through tonight for you.
You know, Ty, he'll admittedly say that he likes competing more than he likes playing basketball. And it's the type of game where he's just ready to go, and he really, really produces. You're right. I mean, he was huge for us. Hit big shots all night. Hit shots to bring us back. Hit shots to give us separation. And he was just really tough.
Unfortunately, I've got to ask you this. Austin Kachi went down, turned the ankle. He was able to limp off of the floor under his own power.
Yep.
That is always a good sign. But any indication afterwards, trainer, I mean, swelling, anything like that, or too early to tell?
Yeah, it's not very good. But we'll probably know a little bit more tomorrow. It's really too bad. You know, he and Kyle, and we've talked about this many times, Mike, their leadership has been instrumental in helping us this season. And really feel bad for Austin. But he was sitting in there, and he just said, guys, we did it. And he and Kyle have really willed us along this year, and we're going to probably miss him for a little bit. He'll do everything in his power to rehab that thing, and we'll see where it lands here in a few days.
Coach, I'll let you go. Congratulations again on the win. Well, were you picked fourth or fifth in the conference when this whole thing started?
We were picked fifth.
And that's something we haven't talked a whole lot about, but I think this team took exception to that, that they didn't get much credit for the players that were coming back. And they used that as pretty good motivation here in this season.
Yes, they have. They have. Really proud of this group. And we get a chance to recognize two seniors on Saturday who, like I said, has been really good in leading this group, and we're looking forward to finishing out the regular season as best we can on Saturday.
Coach, I will let you go. Congratulations again on the win.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Taking a look at the scores that are in. Tell you what, I'm going to take a break, and we will be back with a look at the scores from across the conference and the current standings right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We can scratch out the standings and take a look at things. Let's begin with the scoreboard from tonight in men's play. North College over Northwestern, 91-80. Midland over Hastings, 74-62. Hastings has now lost three straight. Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan, 86-58. Morningside over Briar Cliff, 103-91. Dakota Wesleyan, 87. Mount Marty, 52. Standings look like this. North College has clinched the title with a game to go. They're 17-2. Midland and Morningside are both 15-4. Hastings is 13-6. Dakota Wesleyan is in the clubhouse at 10-10. Both the men and women from Dakota Wesleyan, 10-10 in the conference this year. Nebraska Wesleyan is 9-10. Briar Cliff is 8-11. Northwestern is 7-12. Doan is 6-13. Concordia is 3-16. Mount Marty is 2-17. Here are the matchups for Saturday then. A 15-4 in the conference Midland team visits a 17-2 Dort College squad. 13-6 Hastings is at 7-12 Northwestern. 3-16 Concordia is at 15-4 Morningside. 6-13 Doan is at 8-11 Briar Cliff. 9-10 Nebraska Wesleyan is at 2-17 Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball. Once again, our finals in women's play was Northwestern 102, Dort College 70. And in men's play tonight, it was Dort College 91, Northwestern 80. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.